Andy is a great person to be around, great personality, you know, a very creative person. She's always, you know, it's just in her blood to create. And we met early on before her career kind of really blossomed. And I wrote a song for her, and it ended up on her second album, and that went on to win a Grammy for Best R&B Album. But Indy is a great friend of mine, and definitely someone I relate to musically, because she's the real thing.
On tour with Erykah Badu, ever get nervous?
No, I can't say that I got nervous. Touring, that's, you know, I'm a musician. I was a musician first before the writing and the production and all of that. So playing on tour was what I was built for. So that's really my comfort zone. I can't say that I got nervous, maybe initially coming in, because all the rest of her band, they were veterans. They knew her songs already, and I was a newbie, and I had to learn all these songs at the last minute. But besides that, once I got them, I was good once we got on tour.
What kind of pressure are you under, or is there any pressure with your father being Bishop Paul S. Martin?
When I was younger and through the years, it was definitely a lot of pressure. I mean, I'm the only boy, you know. I'm my father's namesake. So there seemed to be a lot on my shoulders initially, until my father made me comfortable to be who I was and to not have to be who he is, you know. He encouraged me to follow my dreams. And after that, a lot of the pressure just left, you know, because I wasn't in search to be my father. It was just I was comfortable in my own skin. So a lot of that is gone. But initially, absolutely, there was a lot of pressure.
When you write and produce and you're creating, and you come up with something, do you say, this is the one? Here comes the Grammy. Here comes the Stellar. This is the song.
No, it's quite the contrary, I guess. You know, I look at the Dwayne Woods, the Let Go, Let God, and the way that happened, man, it was kind of like when I write a song specifically for someone, usually when I don't give it to them, then it's kind of like, okay, well, you know, I'll just give it to anybody at this point. And that's kind of how it was for Dwayne. I had no idea that it would blow up. I mean, 70 weeks in the top 10 and whatnot. And then Dwayne was an unknown. You know, nobody knew who Dwayne Woods was. So I can't say that I know at all. I mean, the songs that I maybe have felt, well, we're going to go straight to the top were the ones that didn't. So I guess if I had it figured out, I'd keep doing it.
Okay.
Much as I could. But no, it's no science to it. You know, things happen how they're supposed to happen. I guess it's in God's hands and his control. Yeah.
I guess PJ Martin. PJ, again, do you have a name for the new project?
Yes, it's called Walk Alone.
Walk Alone, and that's going to be the title song that you're going to put out also?
No. Well, the first single we have out right now is The One, and it's doing well on Urban AC Radio in the top 40 right now. And also, we're gonna put the version of me and my father's Let Go. We're gonna service that to Gospel Radio. And I'm not sure what the follow-up single, the second single, we're gonna do on mainstream because we have some options. But we're just focused on The One and Let Go, Let God right now. So,
our guest, PJ Martin. PJ, it has been a pleasure. Enjoy talking to you. Enjoy your productions and your music.
Thank you so much.
And we wish nothing but the best for you, PJ.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Our guest, PJ Martin.